Welcome back to Praying with Scripture. Please open our hearts, O Lord, to fear your name. You alone have what we need. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Let us celebrate this day in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. And let us pray Psalm 112, the happiness of the just man. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed, he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. Lord God, you are the eternal light which illumines the hearts of good people. Help us to have faith in you, to love you, to rejoice in your glory, and so to live in this world as to avoid harsh judgment in the next. May we come to see the light of your countenance. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pour out your blessings upon us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Canticle of Mary together. Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. Responsory prayer. I'm sorry. We're going to read out of this office of readings. Reading from the beginning of the book of the prophet Ezekiel will be tomorrow. I'm not even on the right page, but reading from the book of Lamentations, chapter 5, a plea for the redemption of the people. Remember, O Lord, what has befallen us. Look and see our disgrace. Our inherited lands have been turned over to strangers, our homes to foreigners. We have become orphans, fatherless, widowed are our mothers. The water we drink we must buy, for our own wood we must pay. On our necks is the yoke of those who drive us. We are worn out but allowed no rest. To Egypt we submitted, and to Assyria to fill our need for bread, our need of bread. Our fathers who sinned are no more, but we bear their guilt. Slaves rule over us. There is no one to rescue us from their hands. At the peril of our lives, we bring in our sustenance. In the face of the desert heat, our skin is shriveled up as though by a furnace, with the searing blasts of famine. The wives in Zion were ravished by the enemy, the maidens in the city of Judah. Princes were gibbeted by them. Elders shown no respect. The youth carry the millstones. Boys stagger under their loads of wood. The old men have abandoned the gate. The young men their music. The joy of our hearts has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The garlands have fallen from our heads. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Over this our hearts are sick. At this our eyes grow dim. That Mount Zion should be desolate with jackals roaming there. You, O Lord, are enthroned forever. Your throne stands from age to age. Why then should you forget us, abandon us for so long a time? Lead us back to you, O Lord, that we may be restored. Give us anew such days as we had of old. For now you have indeed rejected us, and in full measure turned your wrath against us. Responsory prayer. You are enthroned forever, O Lord. Why then should you forget us forever? Lead us back to you, and we shall be renewed. Save us, Lord, or we shall perish. Lead us back to you, and we shall be renewed. Second reading is from a sermon by St. Athanasius, Bishop. Lord God, the Word of the All-Good Father, did not disregard the human race, his own creation, when it was sinking back into corruption, but rather by the offering of his own body, he destroyed the death men had incurred, and by his teaching, he corrected their negligence. So he restored by his power all that belongs to man's estate. Anyone can find confirmation of this from the Savior's own disciples who spoke of him, for in their writings one reads, the charity of Christ constrains us, as we judge that if one died on behalf of all, then all died. And he died for all in order that we may live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died for us and rose from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, that by God's grace he might taste death for everyone. Then the writer goes on to show why it had to be that God had to be God the Word and no other who became man. Indeed, it was fitting that in bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make perfect the one who leads them to salvation. By this he means that the task of bringing men back from the corruption into which they had fallen belonged to no other save the God the Word, who had made them in the beginning. Further, Scripture shows that the Word assumed a body for the purpose of offering it in sacrifice on behalf of other bodies like his own. For the writer continues, since the children have blood and flesh in common, he likewise shared in them himself, so that by his own death he might destroy the one who had the power over death, that is, the devil, and might deliver those who all their life long were enslaved by fear of death. For by the sacrifice of his own body, he both put an end to the law that stood against us and made a new beginning of life for us by giving us the hope of resurrection. Hence, Paul, the Christ-bearer, declares, as through a man came death, so through a man has come the resurrection of the dead. For as all died in Adam, so in Christ all shall be made to live. No longer then do we live as men condemned, but as men raised even now, we await the general resurrection of all, which God, whose work and gift it is, will reveal at the appointed time. Responsory prayer. Everyone has sinned and is deprived of God's glory. We are justified through the free gift of his grace and through the redemption in Christ Jesus. God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers. Just as in Adam all men die, so in Christ all men will be brought to life. God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers. Let us celebrate the kindness and wisdom of Christ. He offers his love and understanding to all men, especially to the suffering. Let us earnestly pray to him. Perfect us in love, Lord. This morning we recall your resurrection and we long for the benefits of your redemption. Grant that we bear witness to you today, Lord, and offer an acceptable gift to the Father through you. Enable us to see your image in all men and to serve you in them, even if just by prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the true vine and we are the branches. Allow us to remain in you, to bear much fruit, and to give glory to the Father. Lord, we recognize that all the favors we have received today come through your generosity. Do not let them return to you empty, but let them bear fruit. Light and salvation of all nations, protect the missionaries you have sent into the world. Enkindle in us the fire of your Spirit. Grant that man may shape the world in keeping with human dignity and respond generously to the needs of our time. Healer of body and spirit, comfort the sick and be present to the dying. In your mercy, visit and refresh us. May the faithful departed be numbered among the saints whose names are in the Book of Life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Almighty God, our Creator and Guide, may we serve you with all our heart and know your forgiveness in our lives. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I say to you, there is great rejoicing among the angels of God over one repentant sinner. to pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, because we need to be in communion with our Holy Father and to work toward these goals by praying together in unison for peace in the world, for us to be able to embrace our crosses and love you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. Firmly resolved, with help of thy grace, to sin no more, to respond to your love more, and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Let's see if we can have that novena to St. Padre Pio today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O St. Pio, I come to you today knowing that you are truly a miracle worker. As one who is close to Jesus, I ask that you would pray for these my intentions and list your intentions. I also want to pray for the health, healing, and well-being of those in this community through St. Pio's intercession. In a particular way, I want to be set free in my own life. I pray with the words of Pope John Paul II as I beg for your prayers on my behalf, St. Pio. Glorious, humble, and beloved Padre Pio, teach us, we pray, humility of heart, so that we may be counted among the little ones of the gospel, to whom the Father promised to reveal the mysteries of his kingdom. Help us to pray without ceasing, certain that God knows what we need even before we ask him. Obtain for us the eyes of faith that will help us recognize in the poor and suffering the very face of Jesus. Sustain us in the hour of trouble and trial, and if we fall, let us experience the joy of the sacrament of forgiveness. Grant that your tender devotion to Mary, Mother of Jesus, and our Mother, accompany us on our earthly pilgrimage toward the blessed homeland, where we too hope to arrive to contemplate forever the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In closing, St. Pio, we pray the prayer you composed for confidence and trust in God's mercy. O Lord, we ask for a boundless confidence and trust in your divine mercy, and the courage to accept the crosses and sufferings which bring immense goodness to our souls and that of your church. Help us to love you with a pure and contrite heart, and to humble ourselves beneath your cross as we climb the mountain of holiness, carrying our cross that leads to heavenly glory. May we receive you with great faith and love in holy communion, and allow you to act in us as you desire for your greater glory. O Jesus, most adorable heart, an eternal fountain of divine love, may our prayer find favor before the divine majesty of your heavenly Father. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Ever shall be, world without end. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I offer my partial or plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory. And may God help us and sustain us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.